Now, everyone, be just as reverent. I believe here's a handkerchief maybe to be prayed over. It goes to a lady, and here's another one, maybe the same thing, and I'll pray over these, and that's just an individual letter to me. Our Heavenly Father, bless these handkerchiefs for their intended purpose. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Now, sister, you just stay right. That's all right, you stellar. Stay right there. Distance has nothing to do with it. The only reason I get here is because that I am trying to single you out from all the massive people in order to contact you. Jesus even sent his disciples away when he had to contact that woman. Do you ever read the story? I wonder if you ever thought that if you could stand where that woman stood, wouldn't that be wonderful? You always thought it would be wonderful. If you only knew, my dear sister, you're standing at the same place. That's right. You're aware, as a believer now, that something's going on. Just since I turned around this way and started talking, a real, sweet, humble feeling has come over you. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand up to the people. That's right. Because between you and I, you've probably never seen the picture of it, that light is just a milling between you and I. Now soon, if God will, it'll be, maybe you're in just the three dimensions. This is another dimension. It's moving in on me, but it's a spirit, you see. It's in another world. People, they're not gone. They're near us. Angels and everything else, the angels of God are encamped about those whose spirit. You remember Elijah down at Dothan that morning? When the boy said, "Oh, the armies of the Syrians are up on us," he said, "There's more with us than there is with them." He couldn't see nobody. He said, "God opened this young man's eyes." And when he opened his eyes, around that old prophet was angels of fire and chariots of fire. Then there's more with us than there is with them. And that's the dimension now by being born. Maybe you never will see such. But if you believe it anyhow, how much greater is your reward who has never seen and yet believed? But some of us were born for that. God places that in the church from baby birth. Prophets are not just put in by man. It's a gift born. All through the Scripture. Born from childhood. And now, a lady who stands before me, and if the audience can still hear me, the angel of the Lord is settling, and I know that I'm being heard somewhere, but she's suffering with what she thinks is a broken rib. It's in her side. She's got a lump in her side, or a knot of some sort, and it was caused by sand hitting something that hit her, and it's caused this to happen. Is that right? Now, I don't know what I said, but it wasn't me saying it. That was something else saying it. But was it true? Ever what it was? If it was, raise up your hand. Now, you know that something's here beyond man. Is that right? Or you know whether that was true or not. You're a witness of that. And if it's true that she's raised her hand to the audience, that's true. And the woman standing here with the Bible laying before us, you know she wouldn't say something wrong. And a Christian woman, too, besides that. That's true. Now, watch here. Jesus of Nazareth, risen from the dead. It's His Spirit moving. Now, come here, sister. Whatever it was, if Jesus said these words, when He left earth, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Mark 16. "If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover." Now, I'd have to be a believer for something to take place just like taking place, because it's God proving to you that I am a believer. Is that right? And you are a believer. I've never been able to do it. It was your faith that did it. Now, us so close to God, what happens then if we lay hands on the sick? What happens? It shall recover. Now, our Heavenly Father, in obedience to the commandments of our dear Lord Jesus, I lay hands upon my sister and ask that His words be fulfilled. And whatever is wrong with this woman, may she be well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy and rejoicing. Now look, just forget about it. If it was sickness, something wrong with you, or if it's something somebody else wants, whatever it was, just forget it. All about it. It's all over. Just go praising God for it. See, it'll be all right. Amen. Oh, He's wonderful. I know you think I'm beside myself, but I'm not. No, no, I'm very conscious. All right, just have faith. All right? Let the lady come on. Honey. Come right ahead. Now, I suppose you and I are strangers too to each other, are we? You and I together. We're years apart in age, and we got the same Lord Jesus, haven't we, sister? Now, I don't know you, never seen you, but Jesus knows all about you. And you've read in the Bible where back in the Old Testament the prophets did that. And God promised the same thing, and the greatest of all the prophets and all the king and lord and master of them was Jesus. When He was here on earth, He just did like the same thing, only greater. Then He went away and said, the very same things that I do shall you to the end of the world. So it's just Jesus in His church, isn't it? If it is. Now, I don't know, and if I couldn't heal you, if you're sick, I don't know. But if you are sick, I couldn't heal you. Jesus would have to heal you, wouldn't He? But He will if you'll believe it. Now, He just, through knowing. Now, what if He was standing here with this suit on that He had Brother Gardner to give me? Now, what if He was standing here wearing this suit? Now, He couldn't say, now, come here, I'll heal you. No, He wouldn't do that. If He would, He'd have to go back on His word. He'd say, child of mine, don't you believe I did that when I died at Calvary? I purchased your healing. You'd say, yes, Lord. Then He'd say, according to your faith, then, be it unto you. Is that right? Or what if the Father would happen to show Him and tell Him, He might tell you what was wrong with you or something another like that, couldn't He? He might be able to do that. But that's all He could do. Now, that's the same thing He is tonight, just working through human beings. Now, you believe with all your heart. And surely, He'll heal you. I believe He will. Don't you, Mother? Don't you believe He'll heal you? Certainly you. May God help me to do something to raise your faith up. I see one thing, the woman, if the audience is still listening at me, there's a shadow around the woman. She's very, very sick. She's got trouble in her kidney. That is right. And that's a cancer in the kidney. And she also has arthritis. Because I see her, she can hardly move at times. The vision seems to be dimming. Those things are true, aren't they? They're true. Do you believe now? The woman is the judge. The vision seemed to be kind of dim. Just a moment. Let me speak to her again, just for the contact of your soul, sister. Now, you look at me just a moment. It seems like there's something He wants. I see you some way. You're trying to move or looking or... No, it's about your arm. On one of your arms, under your arm. You have a place. It's the left arm. Jesus can heal that too. You believe that? The growth, which is a tumor. And it's right under your left arm. But Jesus Christ can make you well. You believe that? Then come here. Have faith now. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I lay hands upon this woman. And I pray that as blind Bartimaeus stood there and got his sight, may she also, Lord, receive her healing and the shadows of death be taken from her. May she go and be well. I pray this blessing for my sister in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing and happy and thanking God and be well. All right. We are strangers to each other, I suppose, sister. But God knows us both, doesn't He? He knows us both. Now, if there was anything, if I had some kind of a healing or something, first thing, if I said that, I'd be wrong. I'd be unscriptural. But if I did have, and if I was a doctor, and know what was wrong with you and then wouldn't do it, I'd be a hypocrite. Yes, sir, if I could help you and wouldn't do it. But the only thing I can do is just as he would tell me, and that's for faith, your faith in Christ. Something happened then. Now, everybody real reverent. Somebody was praying. Oh, here it is. Praise be to God. Thank you, sister, for praying. I heard your prayer. Jesus did too. Your shingles is going to leave you now, sitting right there with your hand up like this, the mother there, sitting with your hand up. Now, you can go on your road now rejoicing. He's heard your prayer. Thank you, sister, for your faith in God. Amen. Isn't he wonderful, sister? Your faith does that. I'll be praying. You be praying, sister. All of you, just be in prayer. Now, the lady being a stranger to me. Now, just to talk to you as his servant. It keeps moving in the audience. There's faith rising out there, you see. Sometimes I don't know what it is. I just have to do as he says, as the Spirit of the Lord begins to move. I just have to move as it moves with me, you see. It's all a thing. There he is. Over a woman that's real nervous, sitting right there, and her husband's leaning over to her. He's suffering with a rupture, and they're both praying to be healed. Is that right? Your husband and wife, I see you both in the same room. Yeah. All right. Put your hands over on each other. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, may they be healed. Their faith, Lord, has touched you and called this to happen. In Jesus' name, may they be healed. Amen. God bless you, my dear brother and sister. Your faith has did this. Your faith alone. If thou can only believe. Oh, my. Isn't he wonderful? There's another man and wife sitting right back there. And the woman is suffering with a rupture, sitting right straight in line with them. And the man is, he got a hearing trouble and also got hemorrhoids. And they're sitting right over the top there, the woman and man. You are healed, both of you. Jesus Christ makes you. You hear me now, don't you, brother? Your ears come open. Praise be to God. There it is. Our Lord Jesus in his bountiful mercies, sitting there, having faith. What does that? The same faith that was in blind Bartimaeus. You all are to believe. It's hanging over the lady in the stretcher. I'm wondering about her faith. She's very sick, asthmatic condition. She has TB, arthritis. That's right, isn't it, young lady? You and that's right. Mother, if you could only believe, and believe me to be God's prophet, as soon as this service is over, take that little cot and set it up and go on home. Have faith. Believe. Now, lady, just a moment to you. I'm sorry, I just have to move the way it moves. Don't move around, no one, see? The angel of the Lord is a light. It's a pillar of fire, see? It's a light, an ember-like light burning, and it moves. And you're moving sometimes. It's a human soul. You're just all, like, under control. And if you move, and I know just where the skeptic is setting. I know where the believers are setting. I have to watch just exactly when that moves. That's a conflict. It's in spirit life. I hear it. It looks like that you can see that. I see blood dripping. It's from that person sitting right there, about three rows back, sitting there. It's got dripping blood from the lungs. It's having trouble of blood drip. Yes, sir. Now, have faith. Don't doubt, but believe in Jesus Christ will make you well. thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now, do you believe, sister? The man sitting right on this side over there, suffering with prostate trouble, sitting right back there, kind of looking to me, kind of an aged man. If you can believe, my dear brother, it'll leave you and never come back again. I trust to God that you have your faith and believe with all your heart, you shall receive what you've asked for. Wonderful. Now the lady, I'm sorry, sister, I see some great high mountains coming up before me. Great big mountains. They got snow all over them. Or you're here for somebody else. And that person lives just at a mountain. It's Denver, Colorado. And that is a man. And it's some relation to you. And it's an unsaved man. He isn't a Christian. It's dark around the man. And he's been in some kind of a hospital and had a brain operation. And they've injured the nerves. And he is a balance nerve. He can't walk. You're trying to... He can't go on like that. And it's your brother-in-law. That's exactly. Now that handkerchief that you wiped the tears from your eyes with, send it to him in the name of the Lord Jesus, and may he be made well. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe, and thou shalt receive. If you can believe, you will receive. The Bible said that you would. I keep seeing a Spanish woman standing in midair right through here somewhere. I can't tell where it is. So just be praying everywhere you are. You may even be behind me, I don't know. But please be reverent and sit quiet just for a few moments. Oh, what a wonderful Lord Jesus we have. How good, how precious He is. He does all things well. Now, if I can get the attention of the little lady here that's standing before me, sister, don't weep. See, Bartimaeus perhaps wept. But if you have need of anything, Jesus is here to supply everything that you have need of. Now, I'm your brother, and I'd only tell you truth, sister. And you know that I don't know you or know nothing about you. You're aware of that, are you, sister? But can't you believe that I'm telling the truth about the Bible? That Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? What if you were standing in His presence? He would know about you what the Father would reveal to Him. Is that right? The woman touched His garment, only He couldn't tell it until the Father had showed it. He said, just as the Father showed me that, I do. My, what a wonderful faith moving in this audience. Oh, if you, when I'm gone from here a week, you people will find out you're well. You're getting healed. I just can't call it. It's just everywhere, it looks like. Just look like it is. I look around and it just all turns light out in that way. And then, such a faith. You're being healed. You'll realize it. Maybe you just watch and see, pastors, if your people don't come tell you that they was healed here and wasn't even around, nobody spoke to them or nothing. They're being healed anyhow. You just can't call it when it's just so much now. So maybe with our sister here, you have I see some trouble with your throat. You got a throat trouble. That is right. And you're very nervous, upset. And you've just had something happen to you, like a heart attack. You had a heart attack just recently, and it's left you real weak and nervous. come here. Dear Heavenly Father, the author of life and the giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this thy humble handmaid, Lord, and heal her and make her completely whole. I ask in Jesus' name, the Son of God. Amen. Now, go, don't doubt a thing, sister. You're blessed of God now. And I've asked, and I believe that I get what I ask for. Don't you believe that? Then go claim it, and you shall have what you've asked for. Amen. Have faith in God. You believe Him? Now, please. I suppose maybe I'm... Am I... Yes, I'm getting late, maybe. Just a moment. Everyone, real... I'm trying to work for you, for God, to you. If you'll just be still and don't move for a minute. Let me talk to this woman here. Is this the patient, sir? The Lord bless you, lady. You speak English? That's very good. Now, you see, this must be very irreverent. You say, Brother Branham, what does that have to do with it? Whole lot. Jesus, one time healing a person, took him out of the crowd and took him outside the city, prayed for him. Is that right? And one time when Jairus' daughter was dead, all the people were weeping and carrying on, and he put them everyone out of the house. Is that right? Yes. You're, the way you move, your action. See, you're in another world. Oh, I love you with all my heart. I wish you could just receive my Lord Jesus just now. You'd see one of the greatest things happen you've ever seen in your life. But just believe. Now, here's a woman, perhaps Spanish, I don't know, but God knows her. I don't. If God, our Heavenly Father, will speak to this woman through the Holy Spirit, just use my lips as I submit myself to Him, and let me know what this Spanish woman is here for. Will all of you with one time say, that'll set it for me for good? I'll right now then believe the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him. Will you do it? All right, then we could have prayer and everybody would be healed. You're already healed. I mean, accept it. Just as you accept it, that's when we know it. All right, sister, may the Lord Jesus grant it. You Spanish, me Irish, and years apart, and everything, we don't know one another. But Jesus knows us, that He knows all about us. You have a nervous condition, a stomach trouble. That's right. Trouble with your eye also. That's true. You're not from right here. You're not from this locality. No, you're from another place called El Monte, California, something on that order. That's right. And your name is Neoma. That's right. Moore is your last name. And your house number is 502, something like Mohill Street. That's right. Is that right? How you return well. Jesus makes you well. Oh God, have mercy, I pray, through Jesus' name. Are you believing? Sir, do you want to go eat your supper? Well, go get you a nice big hamburger and eat it. Your stomach trouble left you. Amen. Go. It'll be with me. Come. Never an operation. Tumor's done gone. Just run on your road rejoicing. Let's say praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit's here if you can only believe it. This is it. This is what it takes to do it. If you'll believe, heart will never bother you anymore. Just keep walking and rejoicing and thanking God with all your heart and soul. Let's say praise the Lord. If you can have faith. Funny feeling I said about that stomach trouble, that man wasn't. Now you go do likewise. Eat your supper in Jesus' name. Do you believe out there? Do you want to be healed? Every one of you right now? All right, then you do this. Bow your head just a moment. Now you repeat this prayer. You pray the prayer that I say. Dear Heavenly Father, I now believe that Jesus, your Son, has risen from the dead and has forgiven my sins and healed my sickness. I accept it. Right now, I believe that you're here in spirit form doing the same thing you did when you were here in flesh. And I accept you as my healer. Help me, Lord, to never doubt no more. Now you just be real quiet. Keep shut in with God. Keep your head bowed. That's your prayer. Now, just by faith, look to Him. By eyes of faith now, with your physical eyes closed, look to Him. Just imagine, there He stands, right there by your side. His arms are outstretched. Now there's only one thing to keep you from receiving it. Right over you hangs a dark shadow. That's Satan, a doubter, trying to say, well, I'd something else. Now I'm going to rebuke that doubt. That thing that would make you doubt. That's my prayer. Now you just keep shutting with God while I'm praying for you. Believing that God's healing power is coming right into you by your own faith right now. God's healing power is moving right into you by faith that you're receiving. All the cancers are moving out. The stomach trouble is leaving. The female trouble is leaving. All diseases are leaving. Now, Heavenly Father, they have confessed. They have brought their problem to you. And I am now bringing them unto Thee. And now this demon of doubt that would hang over the people, that would cause them to doubt. Satan, you have lost the battle. For years you've kept humanity shut up in doubt. But God in His mercy has sent us the light. And you are the deceiver. And you're exposed. And you have no legal rights. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, stripped you at Calvary of everything that you ever had. And you're only a bluff. And we are calling your hand through the blood of Jesus. And you can't make us doubt no more. So come out of these people and get away from them and clean out of this tabernacle tonight. I adjure thee in the name of the Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that every doubt moves away from every person and Jesus Christ makes them completely whole. For the glory of God, I ask this in Jesus' name, and Satan, your rebuke, come out of them.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you something, and brother, you watch. Just don't let me stand too long. I know you have to hurry home, but let's just start the meeting. No one responding. All right. He maybe stepped out. Maybe out somewhere. If he's come in, or somebody usher will find out. If someone comes in, maybe bearing that card, we'll put him in the line anyhow, because they deserve to come. All right. Now, I want to ask him, I, not knowing no one, as far as I know, in the building right now, but the man behind me, just the local group that's with me, the two boys, and my wife's here somewhere, but I've never seen her yet tonight in here, but she's here somewhere, my little girl, my son here, and that's all. But God knows every one of you. Don't you believe that? Now, if thou canst believe, just have faith. How many here that wants to be healed, that it hasn't got no prayer card, you won't be up here on the platform, just raise your hand. I'll just get a general idea of where you're sitting. Right. That's fine. This looks like it's solid everywhere. Now, this person here, this woman, young lady rather, is a perfect stranger to me. I've never seen her. But God knows her, and God knows all about her. Now, if I could heal her, if she's sick, I don't know she's sick. But if I could heal her and wouldn't do it, I'd be a cruel person. But I can't heal her. And if Jesus is standing right here where I am now, neither could he heal her. He's already done it. He might try to get her to believe it. But is that right? That's right. See, because the blood's already been shed. The atonement's made. He can't work against himself. See? He can't do that. He's already did it. And you can't do it again after he's already got it done. He's laid down the program. I shed my blood to make it possible. The sin question's already paid for. The healing question's already paid for. Now, if you can believe, that's it. That's all can be done. Then in that, he sends preachers. He sends prophets. He sends different ones and sets them in the church for his glory that they might see and believe. Now, this girl, we're strangers to each other, are we, ladies? I never seen you in my life. You never seen me. We're total strangers. All right, if the Lord Jesus will let me know what the girl's here for, will the rest of you here believe with all your heart? You remember, Jesus said himself, and through the night, if there's a stranger here, that's exactly what Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I can do nothing but what the Father shows me first. Is that right? I can't do nothing in myself. Just what the Father shows me, that I do. And when he went away, he said, now the same thing that I've done, you'll do also, for I'll be with you always to the end of the world. You'll do the same thing I've done until the end of the world. So that's him. And the Bible said he's raised from the dead. So if he's raised from the dead and the same yesterday, today, and forever, he's got to do the same thing, has he? Then if you ought to know after hearing his word, believing him, accepting his personal Savior, and here he is doing the same thing, then there's no guess about it. It's all truth, isn't it? Now the young lady, as again tonight, it's a woman to begin with. We are strangers to each other. And our sister, you know that to be true. We're strangers. But now you know that I don't know what you're here for. I have no idea. You're just a young lady that walked up here on the platform, and that's all. And you wouldn't necessarily have been up here. You could have been sitting out there and had faith. But being that you're here close to me, see, I can speak to you. And if I can get you to have faith, then your own faith will make the vision operate for you. See, if God's showing you that he loves you, it isn't me. I know nothing about you. But he does, and if you don't believe, well, then there's nothing to be done. You can stand there all night, and if you didn't believe, well, it would never work. See? Because it's your faith that operates it, not mine. It's yours. God's gift, but I'm not the gift. I'm just the channel, see? That bulb is not the light. That wire is not the light. It's the current in the wire that gives the light. It's just the conductor. In this case, I'd be the conductor, see? And it takes his, and somebody has to press the button. And you're the person that will have to press the button. God shows the light, and he snaps it off. You know where that's driving. Now, as we talking to you, it's sure to contact your spirit. That's right. He's near, the Holy Spirit. You're aware of that. If something's near, so am I. But it just hasn't anointed us yet. That's right. So what it is. But I see the lady now as she begins to dim out to me. I see her, she's suffering with a nervous condition. She's real upset. She's been that way for some time. She also has a lady's condition. It's in the female gland. She's having trouble in the female gland. Those things are true, aren't they, ladies? You're not from here. You come from somewhere else. Another city. I see you moving, coming this way. Someone has told you something is about the meeting, and you come to be prayed for. Now I see a number that you left from. It's 8614 is your street number, and somebody calls you Betty, and your last name is Moore. That's right. Just I give you a home. You're healed. Your faith has done it, sister. The Lord bless you, my sister. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. Our Lord had, we are Abraham's seed. Jesus Christ was Abraham's seed. Out of him comes. God has made it. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart, and you shall receive. Just exactly. It's all right. She's just coming out from under. She sat under an awning long. That's what it was. She just completely passed out. That's all. That's all right. She's well now. And she's all right. She's just exhausted. She's Now, the man standing here, sir, we are strangers to each other. We do not know each other. Only God knows us both. Is that right, sir? Kind sir, you were weeping there because you was really excited
with the overcoat on.
The little heart trouble's been bothering you. It's over now. Just have faith. Say, the lady sitting next to you there suffers with a trouble with her lungs, too. That's right, isn't it, lady? Now, just raise up your hand, too, sister. Now, lay your hand over on her, sir. That's it. Heavenly Father, their faith is close enough to draw the virtue of the Holy Spirit to a vision. I pray that his faith is strong enough now to make them both well. In Jesus' name, amen. What do you think of that, sir? Isn't he wonderful? Certainly is. You keep looking that way because you're interested in somebody, aren't you? It's your wife. That's right. You got a throat trouble. This is your last night you can stay, isn't it? You have to go home. You're going to be well. You got a little habit you want to give up, too. You're going to quit it? Throw the thing away and never pick them up and go and serve God the rest of your life. Lay your hands on your wife down there. She's going to get healed, too. God bless you, Pastor. May the Lord rejoice you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us say thanks be to the Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life. Come near, sister. Believe. If thou canst believe, thou canst receive. Lady, with a pocketbook and your hand laying on it, been having some trouble with your side. That's it. You're sitting there. Yes, that's right. All right, it's over now. Your faith has healed you. Amen. God bless you. He's wonderful, isn't he? The other lady standing with her pocketbook in her hand with high blood pressure, but Jesus Christ can make you well, can't he, sister? You believe it? You believe it? All right, you can be healed. That's wonderful, isn't he? You turn around post looking at me, been bothering your eyes, haven't you, sir? Yes, yes, sure, you have the man next to you, yes, too. All right, both of you stand up and receive your sight in the name of the Lord Jesus and be made well. You have faith? If thou canst believe, that's up to you. You believe, sister, with all your heart? You're a very sick woman. You have trouble with heart trouble, for one thing. And you have trouble with your throat. And you're bothered with sinus trouble. Complications like your age is against you on many of the things you think. But God is for you. I want to tell you something that you might know. You got someone you're real interested in, aren't you? They've had a stroke or something. They've been in bed for 9 years. Isn't that right? I just go on receiving and believing with all your heart, God will confirm it. Let us say, thanks be to God. If thou canst believe. How do you do, lady? You speak English? Very well. I'm a stranger to you. You do not know me. I do not know you. You got your baby. That's what you're interested in. If Jesus will let me know something what you're here for, will you believe him with all your heart? Sister, your baby is very sick. They really don't know what's the matter with it. Because it's got trouble in its neck. It's a gland trouble, swelling. That is right. You used to take that baby to the doctor, the hospital it was, about yesterday, but you're holding off. That's very good faith for a sinner. You used to be a Catholic, wasn't you? And you quit the Catholic Church. That's right. And then you started going to a Pentecostal church, but you didn't join it. You haven't been back to that church for about a year. You don't know what to do. Just come up on your baby that you might serve the Lord. Now go and be born again of His Spirit. I'll bless the baby. Just a moment. I've seen someone else with a rosary. There's some women standing by. There they are. A young lady sitting looking at me. The lady sitting next to her is her grandmother. She's suffering with a stomach trouble. That's right, isn't it? And you suffer with headache troubles, isn't that right? You're both Catholic. You believe that the Lord Jesus will save and heal right now and make you both well? Will you believe it? Raise up your hands if you will. All right? Now put your hand over on grandmother there. Father God, who made heavens and earth, all things are possible to them that believe. Remit every sin, Lord, I pray, and that you'll heal this darling little baby here, and I take the curse off of it. It's too young to have faith. May this baby live. Satan has numbered his days, but the mother has come to you, Lord Jesus, just now. And now I curse this disease, that it will not take the baby's life, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will save the child. And bless those who are holding hands below. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, it's all over, sister. I want to ask you something. You've never had a feeling like you have now. Isn't that right? You are also forgiven of every sin, and your baby will live. Don't fear. Go on your road. Tell mother or grandmother to eat what she wants to. Your headache ceased, sister. The lady's trouble. It's all over. Now, just have faith and believe with all your heart. Hallelujah. The lady, Spanish lady sitting right over there, got a chest trouble, having your sister sitting right there with her head down weeping because of God had spoke to it. He heard your prayers too, sister. God bless you. You're healed also. Your faith has saved you. Get some of these Spanish people in here. They got faith. What's the matter with you Pentecostal people? Look at Catholics coming in with faith. They're taught to believe that what their priest says is right. You ever get one lined up right there and see the Holy Spirit working, he'll believe everything you said. What do you think about that lady being Spanish too? You believe it? All right, you know what's happened? Your female trouble has left you. You're healed. Go on your road rejoicing and be made well through Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I hope it. Sister, will you believe God can heal heart trouble and make you well? Well, just go right on your road rejoicing because He's Jehovah Jireh that provides everything we have need of. You love Him? Oh, my, that's where our faith now just begins to set in everywhere. When I spoke to that lady, something happened, didn't it? I just want you to rejoicing, thanking God, and be well through Jesus' name. Don't doubt a bit. Just believe with all your heart. Come, sir, and I would ask you something. You believe that pretty trouble's gone? Just go on your road rejoicing, and cause He has healed you. Let's say praise be to God. Do you believe, sister? You'd like to go eat a big hamburger about that big with onions on it? Go eat it then and be well in the name of the Lord. That altered stomach, my Lord, to heal arthritis just so easy. Don't you believe that? Just go rejoicing and thanking God for what He's done for you. Well, you have a lady's trouble. You're nervous about arthritis. You just walk up that plumb rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord. Let's say praise the Lord. Every one of you. Do you believe? Thou canst receive right now. If thou canst believe. I believe right now the Holy Spirit will heal every one of you. What about it, lady? What about it, sister, brother? Do you believe it? Right now, all of that strength and arm, conscious and knowing what's going on. Wouldn't you want to believe that now? Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I pray Thee in Jesus' name that You condemn every devil that's bound the people and make this a great night, a great success. While Your Spirit is yet moving on the people, may the Holy Ghost just now baptize every believer and let them know that they are the seed of Abraham and the heirs of the promise, and the promise of healing is theirs. And I now condemn Satan, the old doubting devil, and he's trying to hold the people, but he has a legal right. Satan, Jesus Christ stripped you of every power you had, and all the power of sin that you had, a covering on the blood of God's Son poured out and gushes from His side, and the Holy Ghost was stripped from His body and was sent back to the church to reveal and expose you after 2,000 years, and here you are exposed. You're a loser. Come out of the people. I adjure thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
here's the man standing here by me. I never seen him, I guess, in my life. God knows him. I don't. But I watched somebody might have went and got him out here and brought him over to this meeting. Say they did. Say this brother here did. He might have done it. I don't know. But say he did, and this fellow's name now would be Philip, and this fellow's name would be Nathaniel. And he come up in the line where Jesus is standing. What did Jesus do? See? He just began to tell him who he was, what about him. And the unbeliever said, that man's got a devil. He's Beelzebub. That's spiritualism. That's the devil. See? Beelzebub, the chief of the devil. But Nathanael says, I am the Son of God, the King of Israel. Now, and the woman that was in the audience, the blind man at the gate, all along, everywhere, you see, Jesus just, the woman comes from the well, and Jesus talked to her a few minutes and told her where her trouble was. Said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any. Said, that's right, you got five. Now, she said, you must be a prophet. Now, listen close, so you'll be sure to get this. She said, we know that when Messiah cometh, you believe Jesus is the Messiah? Jesus Christ? The Messiah awaited, Jewish Messiah of God. She said, we know when Messiah cometh, he'll do these things. But who are you? You must be a prophet. He said, I'm he. So she goes and tells the people in the city, come see a man who revealed my past life. Good. Now he could do this. The woman come up there, that was her trouble. This man come here, there's some trouble with him. Supposedly, I don't know. But God does know. Now, if God will reveal it, will that still be the sign of Messiah? Not William Branham, but Messiah. Is that right? Messiah that's raised and living in us doing the same thing here that he did there. Isn't that scripture just as perfect as it can be? Well, it's a little against the school of thought today, but it was a little against the school of thought in that day. Man makes schools of thought of anything. That don't change God's Word. He brings it right on just the way it's supposed to be. So, many of them missed it in that day. Don't you miss it in your day. Not me now. Him. It's the day of His visitation. Not me. I'm just a poor substitute of anything. But it's Him moving, working. He just gave me a way, a gift to yield myself to Him and do these things for your benefit, not for mine, for yours. So, it's for you. Now, the man, a stranger, standing here, but if God will let me know this man, what's wrong with him, or what's something about him that he knows I know nothing about, will every one of you believe with all your heart then? What about you all around here on these stretchers and cots and things? You go to believe? Now, if I was a healer, you know what I'd do? I'd jump down and heal that little boy, and heal this person here, and heal this person here, and that little boy over there, and this lady here. I'd heal them, get this lady here in this wheelchair. I'd say, everybody's got cancer, come here, let me heal you. But when a man tells you he can heal you, he's deceiving you to begin with. Right? Jesus has already did that, and no man can do it again. It's your own personal faith. It's like a man says, forgive your sins. Why do you say, well, the Bible said he gave them power? Yes, but that was before Jesus' crucifixion. That's right, the atonement wasn't made. Remember that, brother. Yes, sir. He also said, whoever sins you remit to them, they're remitted. Whosoever sins you retain to them, they're retained. But how did he do it? Peter said, the one that had the keys to it on the day of Pentecost said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? There's not nothing man can do. What God has done. You're a believer of that, are you, sir? Being preaching the way I did, it's kind of hard for me to get into the anointing of the angel of the Lord to come, so that's the reason I wait just a moment. You bear with me and be real reverent just for a few moments until you're watching you too. And see, this is a subconscious condition. See, it has to be. I know nothing about it. How could I know about this man? We don't know each other. We're strangers to one to another. Isn't that right, sir? Raise up your hand if that's right. You know me. God knows. But now, if I can talk to you just a moment, like our Lord did to the woman at the well. She came up to get a bucket of water. He said, bring me a drink. got a conversation. You ever read that in St. John the 4th chapter? Beautiful verse, isn't it? Wouldn't your life have been standing there then? Right where he was sitting on the well? Brother, it may seem very strange, but you're standing in about the same place. Right. You realize it now, don't you? See, when our faith began to move to him, you see quickly what happened? Now, right now, there's a different feeling to you than what it has been since you stood there. Is that right? If that's right, raise your hand. Now, if the audience can hear me good and everything, the man standing to me now between you and I looks like a real life something going on. And the man, he isn't here for healing. He's already been healed. You were healed the other night. You had a... You're here for someone else. That's right. And that's for your child, isn't it? Your daughter. That's right. And she isn't here. I see a wife up here on the scene, too. Nervousness or something. That's right. But she is here. And you she is here. And your daughter always in a state that, a different state. It's kind of a level country. A lot of wheat grows. It's Kansas. She's from Kansas. That's where she's from. And she's suffering a nervous trouble, too. Mr. Brown, that's your name. You're his return on. Your daughter's going to get well, and so is your wife. You're healed. God bless you. Let's say praise. Let us say praise the Lord. Do you believe? I have faith. Now, the man that's putting this around my neck got a desire for somebody. Amen. Oh, it's wonderful when he comes on the scene. Have faith in God. You believe, lady? Only God can heal you or give you your desire. That troubles your head, don't you, brother? Uh-huh. Young man sitting there. Caused him an injury, wasn't it, brother? Mm-hmm. You had some sorrow, too, haven't you? The dark shadow. I believe your wife you lost. That's right. Isn't that right, Rachel? Well, your head troubles over, sir. God honors your faith. You'll be well now. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? You don't need a prayer card. You need faith. Just have faith. God will give you the deep desire of your heart if you only have faith to believe. Isn't he wonderful? Now there he is still moving in the audience. While I can still see the audience, let me watch. He said, I can if you can believe. He's really lovely, isn't he? I see a lady praying. She's got her handkerchief up to her mouth. She's sitting right straight behind this first row here. She's got a skin disease that she's praying about. You believe the Lord will heal you, sister? You believe that he'll make you well? The little lady sitting right behind the lady with the red coat on her, got her handkerchief up to her mouth. Right here, raise your hand up. He'll leave you. I see even long later now. It's gone from you. Your faith has healed you, sister. Amen. Do you believe him? All things are possible. To them that believe, if thou canst believe, he said, all things are possible. You're praying for that child, aren't you, sister, sitting there? She's having faith now. Oh, my dear brother and sister, if I could only, while I know you're listening at me, if I could only express what this feeling is right here now, Oh, just how it looks to me like everybody just ought to be just believing right now. Our Lord Jesus is here. That's what caused you to come here tonight. That's making me weak. Of course, you can see it even this cold night and the perspiration running from my hands. It's His presence. Vision. Jesus said, I perceive virtue has gone, not from the God that was in Him, but from His physical body, the Son of God, who He was. That's the same thing here. It just makes you real weak. It's vision. If you have faith and can believe with all your heart, well, you can receive what you ask for. Now, sister, maybe I can help you just a little. Do you believe me to be His servant, the servant of the Lord Jesus? You know that there's nothing in your brother could do anything for you, to help you, to heal you if you're sick. But, you know, believe me that I am His servant. That I'm only trying to come here because He spoke to me and told me to come, and He'd be with me and do these things, just like you see there in the audience. Now, you know that I don't know you, and I know nothing of you, but God knows all about you, doesn't He? Well, if He can tell me here what you're here for, then will you believe Him with all your heart? And will accept whatever you're for, whether it's finances or spiritual troubles or whatever it is, you would accept it. Now, may He grant it with my sincere prayer. Long. God's shadow hanging near the lady. There comes over her the power of the enemy, and it's a tumor the woman has. And she also has a stomach trouble. That's right. Tumor's in the head. Tumor of the head. That's true. It is. Raise your hand. Now, do you believe His presence is right here? Come here just a moment, that I might, while this anointing is on, just lay my hands on you, sister, and ask the one who's speaking through me to you, that He'll spare your life. Will you live for Him and do everything you can to serve Him? Dear Heavenly Father, Thou hearest this, and the darkness hanging over the woman. I curse this enemy as Your servant. I curse it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Your beloved servants, the doctors, have tried to do all they can for her. But Lord, I pray that Your healing hand will be with her and touch her and make her well. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I go rejoicing, going happy and believing. Dost thou believe now with all your heart? What do you think? It's sitting on with the kidney trouble sitting there. You believe that God will make you well? You believe that He heals you now? You raise up your hand like it is. You do? You believe He makes you well? All right, then you can have your healing. Amen. You raise your hand just in time. Amen. Now go home. Just forget you ever had it. Thanks be to the Lord Jesus, who gives us all things freely. Spanish woman sitting there, but I come this way just a minute. I think it won't break your vision. There's so many people praying. Come here just a moment. I just to talk to you, lady, just for a few moments. I don't know you, never seen you. We're strangers to one another. Jesus knows you, knows all about you, and I don't know you. But God does. But if God will tell me what you're here for, Will you believe with all your heart? Well, there's one thing that you're bothered with is a heart trouble. And another thing you're bothered with is a nervous condition. And you're also bothered with anemia condition. That's right. And it all comes from a nerve condition that causes it. Causes mainly after you've eaten, your heart's worse because the gas from your stomach. And you're just nervous because it's a time of life for you to be that way. See? That's right. And there's nothing going to bother you. You're in the presence of the Lord Jesus, not your brother. You believe that? Will you accept it? You're not from this city. You come from another city. You drove here, about 100 miles away. It's a place called Ontario, something like that, California. Isn't that right? Now do you believe me? I go home and forget all about it. You're healed. Jesus makes you well. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe, and thou shalt receive if thou canst believe. How do you do, lady? I see you're packing a handkerchief in your hand. You believe with all your heart? You believe? You believe God to be Jehovah God, as with Abraham? You believe Jesus to be his son? You believe me to be his servant? You believe that you're living in the latter days when Jesus is proving his resurrection? You've been troubled with a lot of it. But just remember, those things only declare that there really is a genuine Holy Spirit. Now, do you believe that with all your heart? You're here for someone else, aren't you? Yes, sir. I see some sorrow. I think it was a loved one, or a parent that passed away recently. Both your parents are dead, both father and mother. That's right. But you got sorrow for another man. And that man is crippled, or he walks with crutches. It's a brother. And that brother is not here. He's in a country where it's cold. A lot of hardwood. He's from Indiana. That's where he's from. Standing a handkerchief. And here's another thing you're bothered about. You're worried about his condition, his spiritual condition. Paul said, notice you've been talking to him about his baptism. He should be baptized. Now you go, he'll be baptized. Just tell him to breathe with all of his heart. Blessed be the Lord, the Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Is this the lady coming? Have faith. Does thou believe with all your heart? What are you thinking, sir? You believing with all your heart? Lay on the stretcher? Believe. Is the spirit coming from the woman calling in the audience? I can't tell where it's at. See, demons sympathize with one another, and they call. Help. If they can only reinforce it enough to get this woman to disbelieve, she'll walk off with her same condition. There's something wrong with her. But they can get her to disbelieve. But the angel of the Lord can get a hold of her enough to get the vision started. Then she'll go away believing and receive. But he's calling. Yes. Right there. Got bronchial trouble for one thing. Got bronchial trouble, haven't you? That's the setting out with a little checkered black sweater on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's you. You're both bothered with bronchial trouble. Fine. You're going to lose the battle. It lightens up. Have a rectal trouble too. Hemorrhoids is the bothering. That's right, isn't it? Amen. Just believe. Don't doubt. Just believe. Have faith. He said, if thou canst believe. Do you believe? With all your heart? It's a weakening in me, but a vision keeps moving around. You're not from this city. You're in a place called, looks to me like that little sign out there says, Moore Park. Moore Park, California. Right. And they call you, you're like Ethel. And Stephen. I see you getting your mail from a post box. 234 is your number. That's right. I don't know, I'm back home. Be well, in Jesus Christ's name. Have faith. Don't doubt. I go out there at the end of the platform and say, I ain't got no more arthritis. I'm well. I'm going home, be well. Go do that. Jesus, make you well. God bless you. Would you come, sister? That could be an abscess. I wouldn't say for sure. I don't know. You have a drainage from it, a female condition, ladies' condition. You believe Jesus will make you well? All right, then the abscess will dry up and you'll be a well woman if you'll believe. Just go ahead and faith, believing with all your heart. And nervous and upset. I see you trying to move to a chair. No, you're trying to get up from a chair. It's arthritis. Got arthritis too. Go ahead, thank you. Saying, thank you, Lord. I ain't going to claim that old arthritis is gone. I'm going to believe with all my heart. Have faith. Believe. Ladies, an operation waiting for you. For a tumor. But do you believe Jesus will make you well? If you do, then lay hands on your wife. In Jesus Christ's name, may my sister be healed. Thanks be to God. Come, lady. You were standing in the prayer line a while ago, and a real strange feeling hit you. When I said to someone back in here, you have kidney trouble, see, you were healed at the same time. Now, that's right, isn't it? All right? Just go believing with all your heart. Let's say praise the Lord. Does God believe? Sir, you're going to lay in that cot, and you'll die laying there. You will believe if you get up. That chest given in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up, take your ambulance chair, go home. Christ makes you well. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. Do you believe? Then every one of you stand to your feet and accept Jesus as your healer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, may every person here be healed, Lord God, and make them